This is XTP Media.
Welcome to the latest episode of Aerospace Radio Station Extended.
Hello there, I'm Peter Johnson and welcome back to Aviation Extended. It's always good to catch up with someone who lives and breathes aviation. And today, my guest is Helen Webb. Helen and I last spoke on Extended some time ago, so this is a great chance to catch up, but also to look ahead to a very exciting new event in the UK, the first Hampshire Air Festival. It takes place at Thruxton on the 12th and 13th of September and promises to be a great aviation weekend. Helen, welcome back to Extended.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back on the show. It's been a while since we last spoke. We talked about marketing in aviation, but we also offline talked about some of the air shows that at the time we were losing. You know, we've now lost Bournemouth. Yeovilton seems to have completely gone. And of course, this year, Riyadh disappeared off of our aviation agenda. So what have you been up to since we last spoke?
Well, working on some interesting aviation marketing projects, but one of the things that's taken up most of my time has been the new Hampshire Air Festival that's taking place in September.
Okay, so let's jump straight to that because this is really what we want to talk about. You've been involved in marketing and events for a very, very long time. I'd say you were probably the expert, the only expert I know, but how did this all come about? How did you get involved in the Hampshire Air Festival?
Well, it happened as I got chatting to Jonathan Moore, who is the event organiser, and he was organising an event for the last couple of years down at Daedalus, Leon Solent.
Yep.
He was looking for sort of some support and assistance with that event in 2025, which we did. We actually met at the sort of CAA-MAA pre-season symposium at Shrivenham last year. And then we went through to the Leon Solent event. What I didn't know at the time is he had been in discussions with the new owners of Thruxton about moving that event, because it's very restricted in terms of the sort of airspace for an air show, and traffic as well. I mean, those are the kind of two main things, and they're both to do with sort of accessibility. So that's where the sort of initial thought came from. And when the sort of the plan came together and the go ahead was given in terms of Jonathan at Montserrat Events setting up the Hampshire Air Festival at Thruxton, he asked if I would be involved to help with all of the ticket sales, the marketing, customer experience. So basically what I did when I was head of marketing at Riyadh, bringing all of those thoughts and ideas. But actually it's been more than that. It's actually been designing the event as well. So looking at what aircraft that we can have, the layout of the site, so to delivering that best customer experience.
Okay, so two things, just so you know, Daedalus and the Leon Solent Air Show is probably where I started my aviation journey many, many moons ago, when my dad used to take me there. And we also used to go there for the Navy days and some of his reunions. And I got to actually pilot a hovercraft on the airfield. I know, I think I was 11 or 12 at the time, which of course would never happen today, but there you go. So a little bit of reminiscing there for me. Thruxton, I don't know Thruxton very well, actually. Tell us a little bit about how you decided on Thruxton. Why is it the right place? And what makes the thinking behind the share show different? Because it feels very different.
I think that Buxton has been used very much as a motorsport venue for quite a long time now. But the new owner, when he bought it about 3 or 4 years ago, he very much wanted to increase the aviation element as an aerodrome, as an airfield, but aviation right. type events as well, alongside the motorsport, because obviously bikes, cars, aircraft, they're all in that sort of really, really great sort of exciting sort of bubble. So really, I think it was an invitation and a mutually beneficial sort of agreement that that came about. Someone was looking for something and someone was offering something, which is always great as in terms of sort of a partnership. Thruxton, having been down there and looked at the layout, it's got a great area for the sort of on the ground attractions and sort of public viewing. And it's a north facing runway, so you're not looking into the sun, which aviation photographers always love. And there's the grass strip in front of the hard tarmac runway is excellent for parking our static aircraft and for them to then start up and then taxi round to go and display. So in terms of people getting up close to aircraft, again, that's one of the things that we really wanted to do, that delivers there. And then the other part from a transport perspective, if you look at where it is geographically close to the A303, it's really good in terms of accessibility for that sort of like south of England. And also they run big motorsports events there. They can quite easily accommodate 40,000 people over a weekend, including camping. So that infrastructure of traffic management coming in, the car parks that then you walk onto the site and camping, it's already being used for that type of event. Just this one is in the air, not on the ground.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk aeroplanes then. We have to get to that quickly as soon as I can. What can people expect then to see in the fly-in display at this new Hampshire Air Festival?
I think one of the things that we've done, and that you asked about kind of why it's different. Obviously, when you decide to run an air show, you have to do a budget, and you decide on what your aircraft budget can be. I must admit, we have blown the budget because there are some really tasty items out there that we really wanted. For example, the MiG. So the MiG 17, it's over at the moment doing various air shows from Poland. And we are going to have that on both days, and particularly on the Saturday, because we have got our evening extravaganza. So these are things that we kind of cherry picked the best things from our favourite air shows, basically. Both the Bournemouth air show of old had a dusk display with pyro aerobatics and then at the end some fireworks. And then Sanicole in Belgium is just such an amazing air show. Again, actually, that on the Saturday, that is just sort of like an early evening event. So again, as dusk is coming and the sun is setting, you get that really sort of magical time when aircraft can still fly. So that's when we're going to have the MiG. So you'll really be able to see it's sort of like afterburners. So that's fantastic. But also we're adding into the mix there a drone display, a light show and fireworks all set to music. So that will be a fantastic additional event on the Saturday evening for anyone that's been there for the daytime show as well.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to come back to that extravaganza, but you've explained it to us well. Tell us about some of the other aircraft that are flying in the display.
So we've been very fortunate in our first year to be supported well by the Royal Air Force. So we have the Chinook roll demo, which is a massive favourite, and that's on the Sunday. And we've also got the P-47 Thunderbolt, which again is a cracking little aircraft, but it actually has a relevance to Thruxton because the P-47s were based there in World War II. So it's bringing that element in. So one of the things that we want to do is to have our commentary running through is about the age of flight. So lots of these things will work into more of a storytelling type commentary, which will be a bit different than other aircraft. We've also got the Ryan PT-22 Recruit, which again is a lovely little open cockpit aircraft. And our good old favourites, our friends Tony, who flies the OV Bronco. The always really popular, and again adds a different element into that age of flight, because that's obviously the sort of like the Vietnam war and that sort of time. And then we've obviously got the family favorites, the Aero Superbatics, Wing Walkers, again really sort of family friendly. So we're hoping like we've got elements that sort of more enthusiasts will like, but then there's also the elements that the sort of families and people very new to air shows will like. And also in terms of the Royal Air Force, on the Saturday we've got the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight Dakota, and then on the Sunday they're sending two Spitfires from the BBMF. And we've also got the RAF Grob Tutor display, both in the air, and they're going to have their ground display there as well on both days, which is great because that works alongside our sponsor, Babcock, who support that the engineering on that display and the tutors in general. So again, that ties in very nicely with our sponsor and that sort of aircraft. And again, another sort of favourite, a sort of Cold War jet, we've got the Strike Master pair as well on both days, which again, really, really interesting. The Gazelle Squadron with their helicopters to add a bit of rotary in there. And we've got the Extreme Air 41 with Stephen, and he has just won the ultimate aerobatics champion up at Sywell recently. I think I got that right. But yeah, I mean, he's absolutely top of his game in terms of aerobatics, and it's really, really impressive. So we've got a whole different range. And again, going back to that Great War display team, you can't get anything better in the age of flight, going right back to the beginning, lots of other aircraft to sort of add into that. And we've still actually got about six more aircraft to announce. Okay. Plus some other interesting things. And it's almost like time is running out, so I need to get on it. And obviously we've got Rich Goodwin and his pit special with the
always a crowd pleaser, isn't he?
Absolutely,
Richard.
Absolutely brilliant. Yes, and knowing him from when I was working with at Gloucestershire Airport, where he's based, it's always when he comes out to do a bit of a practice, everyone was like, "You're getting a free air display." So we've got a whole sort of range of different aircraft, and we're hugely supported by the RAF in our first year, which is brilliant.
G'day. I'm Dave Homewood of the Wings Over New Zealand show, New Zealand's only regular aviation podcast series. The Wings Over New Zealand show covers all sorts of aviation topics, with a New Zealand flavour but an international appeal. From interviews with veterans and aviation personalities, to topics like military aviation, warbirds, air shows, historians, authors, museums, aviation events, and much, much more. We have an extensive archive of episodes that you can go back to, and there are new episodes coming out all the time. Search for the Wings Over New Zealand show. Oh, and by the way, we love Extended. It's a great show. Well done, guys.
From across the globe, from the centre of aerospace, and now to you.
Welcome from the Royal Aeronautical Society. The Royal Aeronautical Society is the world's only professional body dedicated to the entire aerospace community. Established in 1866 to further the art, science and engineering of aeronautics, the Society has remained at the forefront of developments in aerospace. We will bring you multimedia, lectures and discussion from inside the world of aviation, aeronautics and space. If you enjoy our content, please consider showing your support for the Society. If you have an interest in aerospace, find out about the professional and personal benefits that Society membership offers. Visit www.aerosociety.com.
G'day, I'm Steve Vischer.
And I'm Grant McCarran from Plane Crazy Down Under.
And you're listening to Extended.
Lots going on in the air, but there's also a lot of attractions as well on the ground. Tell us about some of the ground displays. You're going to have some static aircraft, vehicles, other things?
Yes, yes. So there will be some static aircraft. We have got some fly-ins. The one thing that I didn't mention, we obviously got the chipmunk 80th anniversary, so we've got four or five chipmunks in formation.
Oh, okay.
We'll have some chipmunks on the ground as well, telling that story as the sort of RAF trainer, and a number of other aircraft, including we've got Aerability are going to bring their electric aircraft.
Very good.
And also show their sort of their simulator as well, and their sort of hoist to how people can actually get
access
into
the aircraft.
And,
yeah.
And it's all about accessibility. And we do have obviously our sponsor Babcock there. They are going to bring one of their sort of big land vehicles so people can have a look around that. And also a tutor aircraft as well. So that will be, again, in the sort of the viewing area for the public. We've got the Red Arrow simulator, which is obviously a big crowd pleaser, but also reenactors. We've got a motorbike stunt team. And so lots going on the ground. But I think the important thing that we will bear in mind is that these ground activities don't sort of conflict with what's going on in the air. So it is about the air show and there is stuff going on, but it will be in between when we have the flying display. It's just one of the things that I've learned over the years. You don't want
something
going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a big motorbike roaring around when you've got a Spitfire and people want to listen to the Spitfire. So it's just being aware of things like that when we're putting the program together.
Okay. So it feels to me like this is a bit of a different event. This isn't just a rock up, 5 hours of flying. There's a ground event. It's a different type of demographic you're maybe looking towards, much more family type event.
Yes, I think there are a lot of, looking at the ticket sales in terms of the number of sort of children coming, there are a good number of children, but I think it is attracting some of the sort of more sort of enthusiasts as well. It is towards the end of the season, so it's kind of one of the last sort of opportunities, and we've got some nice aircraft. And as I said, the sort of display line and the viewing area is really good. So I think people get some brilliant photographs. But from the sort of STEM side of things, we've also got 2XL and their sort of apprentices training rig as well. So there's hands-on activities in terms of learning about wiring and things like that. So again, there's lots of free activities on the ground for children to sort of learn about opportunities in aviation in terms of careers, but not in a fun and engaging way.
Now you've mentioned Babcock. They've stepped in to support the event, which is, I think, a massive plus sign. Shows credibility to the show and puts a little bit of strength behind the drive. But you also have other corporate involvement and opportunities for other organisations to get involved. You've got an event on the Friday for businesses. And tell us about some of the sponsorship opportunities that are still open.
Yeah, so we do have a business networking event with some speakers on the Friday, and we've got various aircraft that will be arriving. People can really see sort of the behind the scenes of an air show, and the that's being run in conjunction with Hampshire Chamber of Commerce. They were really keen to get involved. I mean, there are a lot of businesses based in the sort of Hampshire area. So that's the opportunity for many people that probably wouldn't necessarily think that there's an opportunity for them to get involved in an air show, but we are providing that opportunity by just having a very easily accessible business day on the Friday.
And that's just to jump into that, Helen, because I think it's quite important, because it's quite unique, this. It's not something that would normally happen. But in effect, on the Friday, you're encouraging local, regional and national businesses to use the pre-event as an opportunity to engage with each other. Have I got that right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there are networking events that take place every week in lots of locations, but this one's just going to be with a backdrop of aviation. And it's not just for, and I think the important thing, it's not for aviation companies specifically. The talks and the networking, it's for businesses, to all types of businesses, to network with each other, and also learn something from the keynote speaker and the presentations.
Yeah. Now, we've mentioned the Age of Flight extravaganza. Again, in UK terms, this is quite different. You know, I think a coastal air show, you can sort of understand that dusk an evening fireworks display, but I suppose we're seeing it around the world. You know, Britain's Got Talent, drones are appearing, it's all starting to happen. I'm not seeing any other air show do what you're planning to do, though, which is a dusk show and then an evening drone show. That's a long day. How are you going to keep people engaged right through to the end?
Well, I mean, I suppose if you think about it, I mean, our flying display isn't going to start until about 12:30. And that will go on in the afternoon, and then there'll be a break, and then the evening event. But if you think some air shows, like, for example, the Air Tattoo Riyadh, gates open at 7:30 in the morning, shut at 7:30 in the evening. So that is a 12-hour day, and most people do stay for most of it. It's just we're not a 12-hour day. We're just shifting the start time and sort of with a 9:30 finish. So it's kind of 12 to 9:30. So that's the sort of that's the plan for the day.
Right. Okay. So let's sum up. Tell us where it is. How do people get there? What the transport links? And then we can talk about prices, tickets and so forth.
Yes. So it is at Thruxton Aerodrome, which is just off the A303 near Andover, just north of Salisbury. Really accessible. I've driven it from here where I live in Fairford, and I can get there in just over an hour, which is great. So very accessible for the sort of the whole of the south of the UK. And in terms of where you can buy tickets, the website, again, very easy to find, hampshireairfestival.co.uk. And the prices are, on Saturday, adults, so that's 18 plus, are £42.50. Children 5 to 17 are £15, under 5s are free. And on Sunday, because it's not got the evening extravaganza, they're £32.50 for adults, that's over 18s, and children are £10 between the ages of 5 and 17, and again, children under 5 are free.
Okay. We've talked about access to the event, we've talked about ticketing. Where can we find this information online?
We've got all of our social media channels, but we've also at www.hampshireairfestival.co.uk.
Right. OK, so finally, before we let everyone go, what would you say to get everybody attracted and deciding to be at this event? What would be your last comment to attract people?
Well, I think mainly it is going to be, as you said, a bit of a different event. And I think really people just need to come along, give us a chance. Putting on an air show in the UK these days is not an easy task. And we've put everything into getting some great aircraft, some great ground attractions, making sure that the experience when people arrive, the parking, all of those sort of things give a brilliant day out. So really it's to say, give us a chance and make sure that you don't miss out on the inaugural event.
Well, Helen, business networking on the Friday. So if you're in a business that's accessible to Fruxton in South England, there are going to be tens, if not hundreds, of local businesses there to talk to each other. Saturday, you've got the full event. You've got the Age of Flight extravaganza. And again, a repeat of the air display and ground display on Sunday. So a packed weekend from Friday to the Sunday for everyone. Wishing you every success. It's not often we have a new air show on the UK radar. So all the very best with the event, Helen, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
We'd like to thank My Arts for our music, and I'd personally like to thank Helen for joining us today. Our book, of course, Constant Endeavour, RAF Coastal Command, is available in both audiobook and ebook formats. You can find the audiobook on all major audiobook platforms and the ebook through Amazon. Links are in the show notes. Every single penny we raise goes to Help for Heroes. You can find me at Nascot Hornet on social media and, of course, through the multiple XTP media platforms. You can find Tim, Ellie and Gareth on both their personal and, of course, through the extended social feeds. That's it with the arrival of the music. It's goodbye from me, Peter Johnson. Remember, stay tuned to this frequency. This is Aerospace Radio Station Extended. Legal policy and use of our material can be found on our website. Please do ask before using anything you hear. The programme's produced with a Creative Commons licence.
Please leave us a review wherever you play your podcast. It genuinely helps grow our programme and broaden its reach. You can also review the programme and leave us feedback on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to email us, our email address is getinvolved@aviationextended.co.uk. And remember, there's no E at the beginning of Extended.
Extended.
This is XTP Media.